Hey, my name is Jackson Butterfield. I'm 17 years old. Today is November 25th, and I'm speaking with
Dan Butterfield,
who is my grandpa. I am recording this interview in Bluffdale, Utah. Okay, the first question, where did you grow up and what was your childhood like?
I grew up in Riverton, Utah. My childhood was very different than what children experience today because we didn't have all the technology that you have today. A lot of my playtime was spent, most of it was spent outdoors rather than in the house and watching TV. Had a happy childhood. Grew up with an older brother. I actually have three older brothers and two older sisters, but two of my brothers and both of my sisters are quite a bit older than myself and my next oldest brother. So it was primarily my next oldest brother and myself in our household with my parents.
Okay. Do you have a favorite childhood memory?
Oh boy. Favorite childhood memory. Probably our family vacations every summer. We would usually go camping in late July. We would usually camp in the Manti La Salle Mountains, do some fishing, a little bit of hiking, running around the forest, and that was always a good time.
Okay, what was high school like for you?
High school? I actually really enjoyed high school. Most of the people my age that I know say they absolutely hated high school, but I really enjoyed it. I was not the best student because I was too focused on enjoying high school. So I had some friends that we hung out with, and we would go do things on weekends. It was a good time in my life.
Tell me about your parents and what they were like.
Let's see. My mother was a homemaker. She did not work, so she was at home taking care of the family in the house all the time. My father, he worked for the government, the Bureau of Reclamation. And during his time at home, in evenings and weekends, he was usually outside working in the yard, tending to the animals, tending to the gardens. So most of the time we didn't see my dad a whole lot until he came in from outside for lunch and dinner and to spend the evening after dark.
Okay, could you tell me about my dad and what he was like growing up?
What was he like growing up? I have a favorite picture of your dad where he and I are in the picture and he's got this wicked little smile on his face. I always think of him as my little mischievous child. Although he wasn't mischievous really, but he was a happy kid. He was a joy to have around. All my kids were.
Do you have any good stories about him growing up? Or any interesting stories?
Yeah, this story was when he was an adult more than a child, but it's the first thing that comes to mind. So at one point when he was an adult, like I say, he bought a motorcycle, but he never registered it. So it kind of sat most of the time, but every once in a while he would get it out and he would take it up and down the street to make sure it still ran and things like that. But one day he was taking it out for a spin to make sure it was in good working condition. Drove it up the street from our house and had a little mishap and tipped it over. And of course, as right when he did that, a policeman came along. So the policeman stopped and started asking him questions. What was he doing? Whose motorcycle was it? Blah, blah, blah. And of course, at this time, he didn't have the motorcycle registered or insured. And he had had it on the street. And the policeman wrote him a ticket for that. And he, that caused his insurance rates to go up drastically for several years after the fact. So that was not a good thing to have happen to him. But, you know, things work out in the end. So he eventually sold that motorcycle without ever registering it, which I was grateful for. I don't like motorcycles.
All right. What is the thing that you're most proud of?
My kids. They're all wonderful people, in my opinion. They're loving, they're ethical, honest, and they're just good people.
Okay. How would you like to be remembered?
Oh, how would I like to be remembered? I would hope that people remember me as someone who was a decent person, not a jerk, not a crook, not dishonest, someone who cared about other people.
I think you're doing a pretty good job.
Thank you.
What do you think of the state of the world now?
It scares me. I think it's very similar to most generations. I think most generations, for people my age, they view the world at that time in their lives, comparing it to when they were younger. And I don't think for any generation it's been better when they get older. Like I say, it scares me. I worry about what's going to happen in the world for my grandkids and their kids. So I hope things will change for the better and that things will be good.
Okay. And do you have any advice for me or future generations to come?
Be the person that you want other people to be. Treat other people the way you want them to treat you. Be honest, be ethical, just be a good human being.
Okay. Well, that concludes the interview. Can I give you a hug?
Yes.